fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those very Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to this week's Monster Cast, the Armed American Radio Network's national weekend broadcast, the Monster Broadcast, we call it, and it just got a whole lot bigger. I'd like to welcome a number of radio stations across the country now, really in Mississippi, but elsewhere as well, tuning in and filling your prescription for freedom today. I'm so thrilled to be doing that with you. Oh, buckle in. You are going to love this program. We don't talk to them. We talk about them. They get enough airtime. This time belongs to us. We get to talk about them, and we get to expose them, and we don't have to listen to the lies because we control this program, and we have a Second Amendment. We own it. They hate it. Oh, well, we win. And at the end of the day, you can buy a gun because you're a free American. And they're trying to step on that. They're trying to step in your way. But we're winning. Never forget that. While the battle looks tough and looks uphill sometimes, predominantly because of the massive amount of coverage that they get, it can seem that way. But I'm here to remind you every single week and every day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense that, in fact, we are actually winning this battle. WXRZ 94.3 FM, Corinth, Mississippi, welcome to the program. Great to have you here. Can't wait to have this conversation with you every week. WWMR 102.9 FM, Tupelo, Mississippi, oh, welcome to the show. WTNM 93.7 FM, North Mississippi, welcome. Glad to have you. WKBB 100.9 FM, Golden Triangle. Ooh. WTCD 96.9 FM, Delta, Mississippi, welcome to the show. WZKR 103.3 FM, Meridian, Mississippi, great to have you tuning in. WFMN 97.3 FM, Jackson, Mississippi, great place, been there. Welcome to Armed American Radio's network, national network, the national broadcast, every single week. WFMM 97.3 FM, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that's home to a quarterback that used to play for Green Bay, I believe. That would be Brett Favre. Love Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Welcome to the show. WLAU 99.3 FM, Laurel, Mississippi. You're on it, filling your prescription for freedom. WRQO 102.1 FM, Southwest Mississippi. Great to have you here. WOSM 103.1 FM, Mississippi Gulf Coast. Hey, and get this, WDXO 92.9 FM, I guess a sister station to WRQO FM Southwest, is also running Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So you get your prescription for freedom filled 6 days a week. We get to annoy a liberal, un-American gun grabber together almost every day of the week. And that's a beautiful thing. Also, Wayne Pike News Radio, WPSN, Honesdale, PA, 104.3 FM. Welcome to the show. 101.9 FM and 1590, all three of you in Honesdale, PA. Beginning today, it's great to have you here. New Talk of the Twin Tiers, 1360 AM, WOEN and OEN, and 1590 AM, WGGO in Salamanca, New York. Enemy territory, baby. Great to have you on the program. And I don't mean you, enemy. I mean your state government. And you know all about that in New York. Also, WRKQ AM in Madisonville, Tennessee. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. And I'll tell you what. Together, your doctor has written you a weekly dose of freedom. Great to have you here. Let me remind you of something before we go to our guest lineup today. A huge one it is. Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation is here. A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News, is here. Huge time spent with him we're looking forward to today. And Philip Van Cleef. Philip Van Cleef, been fighting a battle in the state of Virginia on behalf, not just on behalf of Virginians, but on behalf of all Americans for many, many, many years. Those of you who might not know who Phil Van Cleef is, he is the founder of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, otherwise known as the VCDL, an organization that, quite frankly, most other states formed, however you want to phrase it, emulated what VCDL did in Virginia when forming their state grassroots organizations. I know Georgia Carey did. I know Buckeye Firearms and many, many others looked to the model that VCDL built in Virginia, and so successful. We're going to talk an awful lot about that today, because America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe, oh, and he is too, isn't he? Good heavens, take one look at him. He just oozes sweaty sleaze. Virginia, how'd you do it? Graduated college there. Have family living there. How in the world? The state is red, with the exception of Northern Virginia and Norfolk and little pockets in urban Richmond, as you would expect. The entire state is red, and somehow this guy ekes his way in. Elections have consequences, don't they? But Phil Van Cleave has an amazing story coming out of Virginia. You've probably seen it. Maybe you haven't. I don't want to give all of it away. But the Democrats, who's coming after your guns, in a very vindictive, vengeful move, took away concealed carry reciprocity for Virginia permit holders, and thereby eliminating 25 states' reciprocal agreements with the state of Virginia. Millions of you, millions of us. I have family in Virginia. Effective February 1, can no longer carry in Virginia. But wait, you think Phil Van Cleave and VCDL was going to sit on their laurels and let that happen? No, they didn't. And there have been some huge developments in Virginia. He will be here later to discuss those with you. You know, you got the America's sleaziest governor claiming victory, which is astonishing. But what else would you expect from a sleazy Democrat gun grabber? And Phil will be here to fill us in as to why it's really not a victory for him at all. In fact, it's another slap in the face from the front page of the U.S. Constitution. So a huge program for you, all you new Mississippi stations, UPA stations, New York, Tennessee. Really looking forward to this one with you. So I'm going to start with this before I go to Alan. You ever been in a street fight? Let me ask you this question. Have you ever been in a street fight? Remember when you were a kid? Let me switch glasses here. You get to listen to the show long enough, you'll know why I have to do that. See, this fight is on. What? First of all, what's a street fight? A street fight is unfair. Remember when you were a kid? I'll go ahead and date myself. It's no secret. I'm 53 years old. I've been in a couple scraps when I was a kid. Most kids have. And I grew up at a time where we didn't have to wear goofy bike helmets, where we rode wheelies down the street and built little ramps and jumped over pits that would soon be basements. We had dirt clod fights. We got hit in the face. Some kids got their eyes poked. And we survived. We didn't live in a nanny state. And street fights back then, when you were a kid, got down and dirty. And in a street fight, there's no such thing as fair. Winning is the ultimate goal. And the Democrats know a little bit about that. I can't say the Republican, it's, you know, the Republicans, the only other party out there. That's fixing to change. We're going to see a lot more in 2016 as the Republicans get their clocks cleaned a little bit, too. I'm talking about the establishment. More on that later. But in order to win a street fight, you got to be willing to gouge eyes, kick where it hurts, punch, and fight, basically, till one of you goes down. Cry's uncle, remember that? But you're in a street fight. And I'm going to remind you, new listeners, I'm going to remind you that we are, in fact, in a street fight every day of the week, because that's the way the enemies of freedom are fighting. These people don't play fair. You know that. They lie. They cheat. They steal. They are corrupt. They have money. And they use it. They kick below the belt. They punch below the belt. They poke you in your eyes. They pick up whatever weapon they can find around them. And when you are down, they will continue to beat you to keep you down. The Democrats have been very good at that for a very, very long time. Excuse me. Republicans seem to have never figured that out. Hence why Barack Obama gets everything he wants. But you're in a street fight. Understand you're in a street fight. understand the enemy is not going to play fair, and that they are, in fact, enemies of your freedom. They are trying to take your freedoms from you. And I'm talking about Democrat gun grabbers, because it is the Democrat Party coming after your guns. Don't believe me? I'm going to play you a clip of Eric Holder when we come back and get some commentary from none other than Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, great friend of mine, great friend of yours. He will be here right after this. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Welcome to the program, all you new listeners. Great to have you here. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, a great organization, one that you need to be a part of, you need to be participating with. And to those of you who are new to the show, you hear those dings coming in. That's content. I leave that on because it's fun to hear. You'll hear new content coming in to me during the program. I have a bunch of alerts set. And I leave that sound on because it's coming at us faster than we can keep up with. My mom used to say to me years ago when we first started this program, almost, believe it or not, starting April 26, we'll be heading into our 8th year of Armed American Radio. Incredible. Now close to just under 200 radio stations, if not 200 now, I've lost count, and growing, as you heard, with the addition of the new stations, including the Super Talk Mississippi and the others around the country. Great to have you here. But my mom used to say to me, can you really talk about this every week for an hour? Wow. It's, of course, it's now 3 hours on the weekend show and 5 days a week for a total of 6, and we don't have enough time. So you get to hear those content dings coming in, and we just can't keep up with it. So we do research triage for you and get to what we can. Let's go to Alan Gottlieb, the great Second Amendment Foundation leader and founder. Second Amendment Foundation's Alan Gottlieb. Welcome to the show, Alan. Pleasure to have you, brother. Sean, we got Alan there? Okay, I can't hear him. You want to try that one more time, Alan? Do we have you? Can you hear us? Okay, I cannot hear Alan.
Mark?
Yeah, there you are. There you are, Alan. Welcome in. We got Sean over there pushing buttons and stuff. I knew we'd get you. How you doing?
I can hear you fine. I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you.
How you feeling after SHOT Show? You came down with some of the crud. This is the second year in a row you went out to Vegas and came back sick as a dog.
Yeah, but I'm fine now. I've shaken it off, and I'm back to full speed.
Good. Let me get you sick as a dog again. Take a listen to this.
I think that's my biggest failure as Attorney General, the inability to put in place reasonable gun safety measures, especially in light of the mass shootings that we saw all the time that I was Attorney General, and in particular, what happened at Sandy Hook. I worked very hard with Vice President Biden, met with really substantial numbers of people who were of the pro-gun community and who turned out to be extremely reasonable and who raised, issues that, frankly, I had not thought about, transfer of guns between family members that happen in rural settings, you want to have people do this with some kind of interaction with the government. Well, there is no government, near us in Montana or something like that. All right, something we could try to work our way through. But the inability to pass, Toomey Manchin, it is, from my perspective, a failure.
All right, lot of failures with Eric Holder. I could think of a lot of them, and I got to wonder, Alan, was he talking about his meetings with Biden? Was that in between running thousands of guns to the Mexican cartels? This guy should be in prison, quite frankly. And we got to sit back now a few years later after his resignation. We got to hear this. Your thoughts on what you heard from Eric Withholder?
Well, obviously, he's not being candid with everybody. He really didn't meet with gun rights people like he said he did. That's just not true. And he didn't really care about any of the things we put through to him that were problems with any of the legislation he was pushing. He's now referencing some of those problems himself that existed in legislation, but he did nothing to try and fix those problems. He did everything he could to exasperate those problems. And the only thing he's saying, I think he's being honest about, is that it was his biggest failure and he regrets it. And thank heavens we were able to beat him at it, and it was his biggest failure. That's the way it goes. Everything he was pushing was far beyond what they were talking about. They like to use the terms, gun safety,
right,
but there was nothing about gun safety. It was all about gun control. They like to use the term reasonable. There was nothing what they were pushing that was reasonable. We're talking about banning semi-automatic guns that at the same time he is selling to the Mexican drug cartel through Fast and Furious by approving those sales. This is really something. This is why the American people do not trust the Obama administration or anybody associated with it.
Alan, a couple of things I found really interesting with what he said. He said he had not thought about transfer of firearms. What he did when he said that, let me just back up. He said he hadn't thought about the transfer of firearms between family members
in rural areas like Montana. He said, frankly, quite frankly, I hadn't thought about that. Well, that's a lie. Eric Holder knew darn good and well what he was doing. That was part of his platform. He had mentioned it in the past. This was called universal background checks. And he didn't care about Montana, and he didn't care about Chicago, and he didn't care about anywhere else. He knew exactly what he was talking about. But the way he phrased that made it sound like he sat down with Wayne LaPierre and you to work it out. Did he talk to anybody at all?
Definitely not. I mean, this is just a totally made-up thing to try and make myself, again, look reasonable, fighting, saying that what he's looking for is something in the middle, you know. But that's not the case at all. And these are people that came out where they want to ban guns. They'd like to ban every gun they could ban. If they had the votes to do it, they would do it. You know, I mean, this really bothers me. Because unfortunately, people hear that and say, gee, you know, he wasn't unreasonable. He's trying to do something down the middle. That is not the case whatsoever.
No, he's a smooth cookie, and he's a gifted speaker. I'm going to give him that credit, just like Obama. He's a gifted speaker, and he can come across that way to the headline surfer, to the average ignorant headline surfer. And to all of you new listeners, here's one of my sayings I like. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. And a certain level of stupidity is required to push forward the progressive agenda. It depends on a particular level of ignorance followed by stupidity to move forward. So keep that in the back of your mind. Well, that begs this question, Alan. Why now? What the hell is Eric Holder doing popping up now? Is it because El Chapo was found with a 50-caliber Fast and Furious weapon, and maybe he's out there just trying to run a little interference? What's he doing this now?
I have no idea why he's doing this now. It's probably in conjunction with, again, Obama, you know, pushing a gun control agenda, and Hillary Clinton pushing a gun control agenda, and the Democrats as a whole using it as, you know, bait to try and get their left-wing base to turn out to vote in the primaries. So it's probably all wrapped up in that.
Do you think, and this, there's not going to be enough time, I want to ask this question because I really want to get the full answer from you. You had made some statements a few weeks back on the show and have been quite candid in your belief, and I agree with you, I have too, that there's more executive action coming after the election, that Obama's real deal comes after November, regardless of who wins, regardless of the outcome of November 8th, the real deal that we see from Obama comes afterwards. And having said that, could this be the beginning? And I've got just about 25 seconds, so I'll ask the question, let you consider it during the break, and then come back and get your answer. Could this be Obama floating Holder out there now, along with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, while they're all talking about gun control, as a way to set that up, or set up additional, if you will, executive action coming after the November election? Because we know he's not going to let this rest. This is not the last we've heard from Barack Obama. It's interesting to me why Eric Holder, who most people, quite frankly, forgot about, good riddance, you ought to be in prison, what's he doing out here now talking about this, which he knows is an albatross around his neck? We'll be back right after this with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Don't go away.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every single state in between. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, and we're talking about Eric Holder. It's hard, you know, Alan, to gun owners, freedom lovers, and I don't mean activists, but to gun owners, Eric Holder was a, it was difficult to say his name, and it was difficult to be nice when you did. Is that a fair assessment of what we had to put up with as far as Eric Holder for those years as Attorney General? It was tough.
It was definitely tough, but to be candid about it, I don't think Loretta Lynch, who replaced him, is any better. It's just she's on the gun issue, trying to keep a lower profile, but she knows it's a flashpoint. But she has also, you know, had to come out of the closet a little bit, right, in support of Obama's executive orders in two areas, one saying that they were legal, and the other one saying that she supported them. So yeah. The bottom line here is that she's probably just as bad as Eric Holder, and if she was around as long as Eric Holder, she'd probably do as much damage to us as he tried to do.
Yeah, and don't ever forget that it was Lindsey Graham who said this. Well, I think Attorney, I think Obama's selection for Loretta Lynch as Attorney General is a good one. I support her. I think she's going to make a great Attorney General. The president has made a great pick, or something to that effect. Of course, that's why Donald Trump could look at him and say, You got less than 1%, and that's why he dropped out of the race. Because those were the kind of comments we got from Lindsey Graham, and that's what people are so fed up with on our side of the aisle when it comes to people like this. We could see through Attorney General Lynch at that time, and the Republicans just let her go. Now, to get back to the other question, I was asking, could this be some type of float? I mean, this is generational with these people. I'm going to play one more clip that's about a minute long of Eric Holder, and then let you answer that question I asked before the break. Take a listen to this. This was Eric Holder in 1995.
I want to have, as part of the gun initiative, though, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington, D.C., and in particular our young people. They are saturated in the media and in entertainment, or by the entertainment industry, with violence. And I think too many of our young people, in particular our young men, are fascinated with violence and in particular fascinated with guns. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Again.
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns. And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns.
All right. It's very clear to any honest individual what Eric Holder's intentions are. And here he comes years later and after resigning and talking about this. Now, that was his biggest disappointment. He wanted gun control. He fought long and hard for it. And now this. So when you combine all that together, your overall opinion of why he's running his mouth again.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for playing that clip, because when you hear it in his own words, it really sticks. And again, the only mistake I'll disagree with you on, it wasn't he really wanted gun control. He really wanted gun prohibition. Let's be honest about it.
Right. Okay.
He was far beyond
Fair
gun control. And I guess now, I don't know if it's orchestrated, organized, or, birds of a feather flock together, but Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, I mean, I don't know if there's a method to their madness or it's just madness.
Well, I'm going to guess there's a method to it. Obviously, there is. I do not believe for one split second that conversation with Eric Holder, A, was had, or B, was had and made public without Barack Obama's knowledge. I think it would be naive to think otherwise. Now, I may be wrong, but in today's political climate, the toxicity and the relative to the Democrats, but the fact that they are as emboldened as they are on gun control on the campaign trail right now in Iowa and elsewhere, and with the flat-out lies coming from Michael Bloomberg and the Everytown for Gun Safeties and the rest of the un-American crew out there, there's a method to this. I think this is all tied in together, and I think it's that whole deal of keeping it in the forefront, Alan, so that when November comes along, there's really no additional shock when he does something else. Again, it's speculation. I don't have any hard evidence of that, just a gut feeling. And we've been right together, Alan, for years on this thing.
Well, I agree with you that he's going to come up with these executive orders after the November election, if not before. But I think he's going to wait till after, and that'll be his parting shot at us, so to speak. But the bottom line, though, is that I don't really know if this is to lay the groundwork for that, or he's just going to go
right.
Do it. The bottom, it's really hard to say with these people, because let's be candid about it. If he had half a brain, he'd keep his mouth shut. So would Eric Holder, because every time they open their mouth, what happens? Gun sales go up. It was the exact
right.
opposite of what they're trying to accomplish. But they don't, and it's not the first time it's happened. It's happened over and over and over again. Everything they do has unintended consequences that reverse everything they're attempting to try and accomplish. So maybe they're just stupid.
Well, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. I've made that comment a couple times. So that begs this question. Does it anger Barack Obama that happens to the point that he continues to try to do? Well, let me just come flat out and say it. I wouldn't put it past him come November to try to move a certain category of weapons. And in this case, I'm talking about semi-automatic firearms, handguns in particular, into a prohibited class or a highly regulated class as through the National Firearms Act, through the NFA, making them a Class 3 weapon. He has slipped up in the past, Alan. He did it at his press conference when he said, you know, we've got responsible dealers out there that are refusing to sell semi-automatic weapons. That was a slip. He should have never done it. And I know somebody in the control room cringed when he said it, but he did. And we hear this from time to time. He makes these mistakes. And I'm not one of these guys like Bill O'Reilly that's going to sit back and give the guy the benefit of the doubt. No, not this guy, because I know what his end game is and I know what his ultimate goal is. So there's no mistake here. The only mistake he made was letting it out. So I think it's all I think it's all combined.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But it's important for us to just be able to know that we're organized and our base is energized and we're ready to pounce on him every time he attempts to do something.
Here's what I think is very important that people need to take away from this. We'll go into something else in the next segment, but I think this is vitally important that people understand, particularly with a whole bunch of new listeners across the country today. And that's this, the generational aspect of this. That clip that I played from Eric Holder was from January 30th, if I'm not mistaken, 1995. So we're going back a few years, all right? This, what he said about the brainwashing, has been a technique that's been used by the gun grabbers, the un-Americans, for many, many, many years. Her name, it's hard to say it, over at Everytown for Gun Safety, Shannon Watts, was on NPR, Alan, a couple weeks ago, and I was listening to the interview, and she was talking about the new executive actions that Obama was putting in place. And she said, well, while it's not the Holy Grail, it's a step in the right direction. That begs the following question. Then what's the Holy Grail? If what you're screaming for...
Yeah, okay, the Holy Grail is gun prohibition. We know that. They just don't want to use the words. They don't want to say gun prohibition or gun confiscation. But they, you know, they dance around like, we need gun control like they have in Australia, where they ban guns. You know, that
another
they go,
slip.
We need gun control like in England. You know, so they, but they, what they do is they do it because the headline surfer, the uninformed, you know, voter, will listen to that and it doesn't sound so bad. So okay, we should do what other countries do. But they don't say you're banning guns or confiscating guns. Because if they said that, then all of a sudden everybody jumps out of their seat.
Yeah. They make it palatable with the phrasing. So the key part of this to take away as we head into the break is this. It's generational in nature. Eric Holder was talking about it in the early 90s, about brainwashing your kids to think about guns as bad. That's right. Why? So that they could eventually reach their Holy Grail. You heard Alan say it. We'll be back with Mr. Gottlieb right after this. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me, and that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Oh, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That little bit of riffraff bringing us back in from AC/DC. Love that stuff. Powerhouse rock and roll, powerhouse topic. Great to have you with us. Super Talk Mississippi. We're going to become good, fast friends. That much I can promise you. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to head over to ammarksman.com, American Marksman. The website is ammarksman.com. What is American Marksman? American Marksman is a three-level national tour of target shooting competitions in which competitors, you, begin at the local level and attempt to advance to regionals and ultimately to the national championship event, you. And along the way, filming will take place for a television show that documents the competition and competitors at all levels and will be airing on the Outdoor Channel and on the Sportsman's Channel. So this is fun stuff, and I would love for an Armed American Radio listener to sign up and win this thing just to make it through the competition. I guarantee we're going to have some Armed American Radio listeners go through this, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. It's about $20, $20 to $26. To sign up, there's a list of ranges on the website. You can look for a participating range. It's updating constantly. And you'll be hearing the spots running on this program from now through July 15th. And then, of course, we'll be following the program and the results. And we hope to have the winner on the show. And I hope it's an Armed American Radio listener. But you head over to ammarksman.com, find out where the ranges are. You'll shoot a little qualification deal. They'll give you the targets. It's all included with the package that you pay $20 for. And we'll have Brian, the director, on again very, very soon. He'll be on next week, hopefully. If not, he'll be on this program a week from today. So make sure to head over and check that out. Also, USCCA On Air, USCCA On Air. The new Gun A Day giveaway promotion begins tomorrow, so make sure to visit that site. 47 guns were given out in December, I believe. It was a record event. So make sure to head over to USCCA On Air and just look for everything over there from United States Concealed Carry Association. You'll find everything you need
to find out about the organization. Okay, Alan, welcome back to the show. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, a couple things. Let's have some fun with this. The Iowa caucuses are tomorrow. We all know what positions the candidates have staked out on both sides of the aisle. What do you think is going to happen in Iowa, and does it really matter to us as gun owners, regardless of who wins from the left or the right in the Iowa caucuses?
Well, I guess it does matter. Let me put it this way. What matters to us on the right, or say on the Republican Party, is all the candidates are running as pro-gun. So what matters to us, of course, is not necessarily who wins, but maybe who wins has the best chance to beat Hillary Clinton and the gun grabbers, because Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders obviously staked out the gun prohibition in a position when it comes to gun control. So, yeah, it's obviously important. It's the beginning of the process. I would just encourage all your listeners in Iowa to make sure whoever they're supporting on the pro-gun side, that they show up at those caucuses.
Yeah, it's very, very important to do. Do you care to – we really have stayed away from this, and I've been asked – my gosh, I've lost count of how many times I've been asked, are you going to pick a winner at this stage of the game? And I'm not. I'm staying away from that. I'm not endorsing anybody or you know, I'm enjoying – watching the process unfold, everything from the whole Fox debate debacle with Trump and everything else, to watching his poll numbers rise, to the fact that he has been absolutely rock solid in his position of the Second Amendment. Whether you love Donald Trump or not, he has been rock solid. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart will be here in the next hour to tell us a little bit more about that. But, you know, Cruz, Rubio, every single one of them, as you said, you care to give us a prediction? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think if you look, the last polling data we've seen, of course, has it, the top three being you know, Trump, Cruz, and Rubio in that order. I have some concerns with Donald Trump. I mean, I'd like to believe everything he's saying about gun rights at this juncture. I know he's been a gun owner and a concealed carry permit holder forever, but I also remember him coming out in favor of an assault weapon ban, so to speak.
That's true.
Banning many semi-automatic sport utility rifles. So, you know, I like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but that's still sticking in the back of my mind a little bit. With regard to, you know, Cruz and Rubio, their voting records are astoundingly perfect. Their statements have been perfect. So, you know, I tend more maybe to lean a little bit in that direction. But I'll give Donald Trump a little benefit of the doubt. He's been coming out stronger than anybody else. But then again, he's been acting stronger on lots of issues than anybody else.
Right.
But, you know, it's a matter of governing, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, Iowa, what does Iowa show us? Who won the last ones? Santorum won?
Iowa last, I think, for the Republican.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not real indicative of what we're going to see.
It may not be. And then again, it may be. I mean, you never know. There's no doubt the gun control issue is playing heavily. All the Republicans are running and talking about it. And so is Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders speaking against gun rights. So it's obviously an issue in the campaign, and it's raised the visibility of the issue. So, it's, you know, as a result of that, more people are tuned in talking about it and responding to polling that, you know, about what, you know, what issues you're concerned about because you're hearing people talk about it. So
right.
to that extent, it's raised the elevation and, you know, visibility of all of us in the gun rights movement.
Are they believing too much of their own publicity on the left? I think they are. You know, they've owned the media for so long. The last 7 years of Barack Obama, they just don't even see through their own hype anymore, Alan. They're believing their own lies to the point now where I think they're making a huge mistake running on gun control, as many others do too. But
well, in a state like Iowa, you know, you've got an awful lot of Democrats who own guns. And to that extent, they could be making a rather large mistake. You know, so it's going to be interesting. I think what they've been doing there is they're alienating Democrats from their own party. So the Democrats will say, hey, I can't vote Democrat because they want to take my guns away. And I'm a Democrat and I own guns, so I'm going to have to vote Republican. So in the primary itself or in the caucuses, they're you know, appealing to who's going to turn out, so to speak. And
right.
Since they're both anti-gun, it doesn't give pro-gun Democrats much of a choice except to leave the party.
Okay, that's a topic that I'm going to go into. Gosh, I could use another hour with you to talk about that, because I believe Democrats are finding themselves in a very precarious – Democrat gun owners right now, I believe, have some very serious soul-searching to do. Democrat gun owners in any state in the nation. because of the positions that their party has taken and is running on, Democrat gun owners have got to step up to the plate. They absolutely, at this juncture, have to step up to the plate, Alan, and say enough is enough. And they have to do it themselves. It's not something we can lead them to. They have to do it themselves. Agreed?
Agreed. You know, what's also interesting is a lot of Democrats who don't own guns that think the party's going a little too far on it as well. So while it may not motivate them to who they're going to vote for because they don't care that much, I get when I travel the country a lot of the Democrats that just feel uneasy and queasy about how anti-gun rights the Democrats have become.
I guess the question remains to be seen. Will they vote that gut feeling? And as of yet, they haven't. And the polls show about 60 to 64% of Democrats support the gun control position. Another 26 to, 30, 35% of Democrats, if they vote that gut, is enough to turn an election. So it remains to be seen, but it's going to be an awful lot of fun to watch. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation founder and great friend. Thank you, Alan, for being here. Welcome home. Glad you're feeling better. We're looking forward to talking to you again, either maybe this week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, but definitely next week on Armed American Radio Network's Monster Show.
SAF, always my pleasure, Mark.
Always a pleasure to have you, my friend. SAF.org. Join. $5 donation or become a life member for $150. I did, and you get the really cool plaque. Okay, when we come back, lots going on. I'll be filling your prescription for freedom. And remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And for crying out loud, never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to find yourself. AWR Hawkins will be here next from Breitbart News.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.